KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 12:03. There are no injuries in a fire that occurred at 812 Front Street this morning. The Nome Volunteer Fire Department responded with three fire trucks and two ambulances. NVFD Captain Jim West Jr. says they are investigating the reason for the fire. There was a lot of paper and plastics on the top floor, which caught fire. There were no injuries. The Association of Village Council Presidents says they are not celebrating the passage of the Violence Against Women Act because Alaska Native women are still excluded from protection. Excluded, the AVCP says, in provisions that limit most, if not all, tribal jurisdiction to handle violence cases. AVCP President Myron Nanning says the provision being targeted is the Alaska Savings Clause, which grants tribes the ability to issue and enforce protection orders or prohibit offenders from coming onto tribal land. Nanning says this only applies to tribes in the lower 48 and the Metlakatla tribe in Alaska because they have reservation status. Western Alaska tribes are not included, even though they do have ownership over some Indian lands. With this limitation, Nanning emphasizes that tribes in Western Alaska need to express their sovereign authority to deal with these serious crimes against women.
I think that the villages should just go ahead and do what they need to do to address these things because they're working on behalf of their the welfare and the well-being of their village members, tribal members.
Nanning says because the state of Alaska would be taking over authority in domestic violence cases against women, he says communities will be forced to rely on state troopers to enforce the law, and there can be delays in assistance, often from paperwork or travel time to the community. Nanning adds that handling cases at the state level creates a financial issue for women who would need to travel to a regional state court even to file a complaint, a two-way trip that could cost up to $800.
You know, I think the state of Alaska and the court system have to realize that you have to work with people who live in the villages, and that's where it really makes a difference. People don't improve their livelihood because someone in Juneau or in Washington, D.C. said it's got to be this way.
President Obama signed the Violence Against Women Act into law on March 7th. Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell has announced a $200,000 multi-year study of Arctic marine shipping. APRN's Peter Granitz reports that on Tuesday, Treadwell told a meeting of the Arctic parliamentarians in Washington, D.C., that the project will be conducted by the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The State Department of Commerce will pay for the research. Treadwell says the state needs to understand safe, navigable routes to allow for increased economic activity in the region.
We want to understand how can shipping with all these cargoes going past help reduce the cost of power or cost of energy for people who live in Western Alaska. We want to understand how we can make our resources more competitive, whether it's Red Dog or other proposed projects on in the north and the west.
The study will be led by Lawson Brigham at UAF. Brigham previously wrote an Arctic marine shipping assessment for the Arctic Council. A total of 20 teams have crossed the finish line in Nome in the 41st Iditarod, and Mitch Seavey is the 2013 Iditarod champion. Seavey and his team crossed under the Burled Arch in Nome last night at 10:39 with 10 dogs. Crowds of people hung on the fence along the chute as Seavey approached the arch. He was welcomed into Nome by Mayor Denise Michaels for his second first-place finish in the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. His last win was in 2004. He is also now the oldest winner at 53 years old.
This race is, this is for all the gentlemen of a certain age who think it ends at 50 because it doesn't. We still got it going on.
Seavey took some time to congratulate his lead dog, Tanner, before being presented with his winnings, a $50,400 check from Wells Fargo, and a brand new 2013 Dodge Ram truck from Anchorage Chrysler Dodge Jeep. It took Seavey 9 days, 7 hours, 39 minutes, and 56 seconds to finish in a tough race along the coast against second-place finisher Ali Zirkel. The first two teams were only 13 minutes apart coming into the checkpoint in White Mountain and continued to stay within a half hour as they left safety and passed over Cape Nome, both traveling at about 7 miles per hour. The crowds went wild as Ali Zirkle pulled onto Front Street in Nome. Zirkle finished with 10 dogs just about 24 minutes after CV. She has been touting her team's energy throughout the race, even after a tough trail coming up the Yukon.
My dog team is my heart. They're my family, and they're fantastic. And I've got a little dog named Keto in lead, and her brother in swing, and her sister in wheel, and then 9 siblings of another litter.
And four-time Iditarod champion Jeff King took third place this morning at about 12:21. This is King's 7th time taking third place and 18th time as a top 10 finisher. A legislative consultant says the latest version of the governor's oil tax overhaul would make Alaska competitive for new investment dollars. Janek Mayer says the Senate Finance rewrite of Senate Bill 21 would put the level of government take for new entrants around 60%. He says it would be 62-63% for existing producers. Critics say that's too big a give to companies now producing oil. The Senate Finance version of the tax bill, unveiled on Tuesday, calls for a 30% base tax rate and $5 per barrel credit for oil produced. It also would provide a 10-year, 20% tax break for oil from new fields and new oil from legacy fields. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $4.20 an ounce to $1,589.20. Silver is down 22 cents an ounce to $29.03. Zinc is at 89 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 was expected to arrive at 12:04 and is expected to depart at 12:53. It is unofficially 14 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 and a half minutes after 12 o'clock.